وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the notion of human being in the divine scripture of the religion of Islam, the Holy Quran. And in the previous episodes, we talked about different dimensions of the human being according to the verses and teachings of the Holy Quran. And we said that there are different dimensions that exist in this being, the physical dimension, the spiritual dimension, and even in that spiritual dimension, there are different layers of fitra and the heart. We talked about fitra, we talked about heart, we talked about the desire, hawa, we talked about different dimensions or different persons, different sides of the soul, the settled soul, the commanding soul, the blaming soul. And we ended up talking about the heart, and we talked about different modes and moods of the heart. We said that there are different modes for the heart, being rusty, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, being unhealthy and sick, the existence of marad, sickness, fi qulubihim marad. And also other signs or different signs of this disease in the heart. And now this session, I think we should talk a little bit about another mode and situation that the heart has, and that is being hardened. Qaswa, qaswatul qalb means when the heart is hardened and it is, it resists any kind of change, any kinds of being affected by anything. And what is it? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? And what's the difference between this and having a solid heart, having a settled heart? Now, generally, the concept of qaswat al-qalb in the Holy Quran is a negative concept, and also in our riwayat, there are different effects of this and different things that lead, different causes for this situation, this condition. In one verse, we read, فَبِمَا نَقْضَهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ, because they broke the covenant that they had made with us. Previous nations, لَعَنَّهُمْ, we cursed them. وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً, as a punishment, we made their heart hardened, heart, or we hardened their heart. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَنْ مَوَاضِعَ, the result of this hardening of the heart is that they distort the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذَكَّرُوا بِهِ, and great portion of the reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent to them, they forget it. And or in another verse says, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا, people who committed sins, who had strayed from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they saw the beginning steps of punishment, they did not start to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تضرعوا, in a humble way. They would not approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a humble way and ask for forgiveness, even though they had seen that there is a punishment going on to befall them. وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, the reason was that their heart had been hardened. And وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, this part is the decoration of the deeds that we talked about in the previous episodes. And also other verses about the hardening of the heart that we will continue reciting them after the break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the verses of the Holy Quran that talk about the hardening of the heart. And we recited two verses. The third verse is a verse that talks about hardening of the heart in line with the sickness of the heart. لِيَجْعَلَ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانُ فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests his believers, his people, his creation, through different means. One of the means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests them by shaitan, Iblis, Satan, the temptation that he makes among people, in the hearts of people. He can only get victims from among those who have hardened hearts. It's only fitna for those who have sickness in their heart and who have hearts that are hardened. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ. And those wrongdoers, those unjust, are in a far away conflict and opposition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are three verses about hardening of the heart according to the verses of the Holy Quran that say that this is the result and punishment of certain sins. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. Because they broke the covenant of Allah. We also have this in our riwayat that مَا قَسَتِ الْقُلُوبِ إِلَّا لِكَثْرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ. The hearts are not hardened except for the multitude of committing of sins, different occasions when a person insists on committing the sins, the result is that his or her heart gets hardened. And that makes sense because this is actually what Quran says, the breaking of the covenant of Allah does not mean just the covenant of previous nation. The covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made with humanity is a covenant of obedience. And when a person breaks that covenant, the result is that the heart becomes hardened and will not accept, will not embrace truth anymore. And it develops another state, another situation that is very dangerous. And the contrast to this situation, the contrast to this condition, is when a person has a lenient heart. And the first of these, we have this in the Prophet, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It was through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you were lenient toward them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْغَلْبِ. And if you had a hard heart toward them, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. They would not gather around you. And we also have other verses talking about lenience of the heart, إِخْبَاط, humbleness of the heart, and khushu, again, another word for being humble, highly humble. And inshallah, in the next episode, I think inshallah, we get time to cover them as opposed to qaswatul qalb, hardening of the heart. What's the opposite condition and what are the ways and causes for those opposite condition according to the verses Quran. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, we continue the discussion in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim.